You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a bikini team lost in translation, the cost of spoilage, striped opticians, and how taxing April can be.
All that and more on episode 162 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob, oh my God, it's tax time and it's killing me, Cast. What's going on, man?
It is tax time. Isn't this a great time of year?
Now, I know we talked a little bit about this last week, but like today, the day we're recording, which is the Tuesday, which is April 30th.
Yes.
In Canada, that is our last day to file to pay for your taxes.
Yes.
File and pay for your taxes. If you file them later than today or pay them later than today, there are penalties involved.
This is when interest starts accruing for your last year's taxes. So yeah,
and,
like
and you can, accruing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You can file them and not pay taxes, but they're like, yeah, we're just going to slap interest. And we might give you a call in June or July if we haven't seen any payments. So
yeah. It's like when you're, cause you know, I have a place that I rent out, and I'm also an actor. So then it's like there's two independent contractors there. So you have to plan paying your taxes in advance. And if you don't, you get hit with a massive tax bill like I got.
And yeah, and this is a great time of year because I did plan ahead and I got a nice tax refund. So, you know, yin yang. Either way, you know what? It just works out for the podcast because
no. It works out. Yeah. While you're sitting there, you know, living La Vida Loca, I'm sitting here wearing a potato bag.
Well, yes, but it's hey, man, I'm what was that old fable? The squirrel that's squirreling away nuts for the winter. And then
my problem was I rented to nuts and now I've got squirrely.
There we go. So yeah, tax time. I know in the States I think it's the 15th of
April 15th in the US, and I know it's different places all over the world, but essentially North America, that's, you know, for at least, you know, the upper and lower 49th parallel, that's pretty much where we're at.
Yeah. And also too, I know the States have the IRS, but we have the CRA, Canada Revenue Agency.
Yeah. And they're actually, when not dealing with the scammers, but when you deal with the actual people, when you call them, they're actually very nice.
Oh yeah, of course.
You're so worried, like, oh my God, I got, and then you call them, and they're actually super nice. They're any questions, they answer everything. So that was good. Good
talking. I can say, I have heard story of if you say you're going to make a payment and then don't make a payment, they literally have the authority to shut shit down. Like they will go to your account.
Don't get me wrong. The people on the phone are very nice, but this is the government. Don't fuck around.
Don't fuck around. Yeah, because there's nothing you can do. Like, doesn't matter what you say. You go like, I went to go get my paycheck and you froze my accounts. It's like, yes, sir, you owe us money. So basically, we're going to take everything in your bank account. And if that doesn't pay off your debt, we're just going to hold on to your bank account till it fills up enough to pay off your entire debt.
Well, yeah, just best. It's best not to get yourself in that position.
No, never. Because it's not like a credit card. It's not like a mortgage. You can bring the bank your house keys and say, fuck it, I'm out. Like, no, with taxes, you're fucked. Like, yeah. There's no getting out.
Especially if you make an agreement with them, stick to the agreement.
Yes.
Oh, do not try to negotiate. This is not... This is the one group you do not want to mess with. So I earn what I do, and then I pay my fair share.
Of course. And that's why we can go to the hospital tonight and not have a $20,000 bill if we break our leg or something. You mean like it's the way it is. Like,
yeah, exactly. So.
So yeah, there we go. Tax time. So I hope everybody's in good and they're not losing their iPhone data stream in mid show here.
Yeah. But Yeah. So what else is going on? So we have the Toronto Maple Leafs have been eliminated
from the playoffs. Yes, the local hockey team. I'm again not a fan. I'm a New Jersey Devils fan, but
yeah, I'm a Habs fan. So it's that's fine. But I mean, a lot of people were kind of putting everything on them again. But nope, not this year.
Yeah, no, not Toronto. It just they haven't won a cup since '67, and we get reminded of it every day because we live in the greater Toronto area. And you know, I don't revel in people's. I mean, if my team's out, like the Devils, that they missed the playoffs so hard that they actually won the draft lottery. So we get the first pick in the draft this year.
Oh, geez, you guys are that bad.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're so I can't laugh at other teams, especially if you make the playoffs.
Good. And all I see on TV is what's your old goalie's name?
Martin Brodeur.
Yeah, he's doing all these commercials for
Enterprise
and everything else, and it's just so funny to. He's like, I bring my cup with me here, and I bring my. Well, your team isn't because they're fucked.
Yeah, the team isn't, but he has three cups. Thank you, Martin.
He does. But so anyways, basketball, the Toronto Raptors are still in, tied 1-1 in the series.
Yes. In the second round with Philadelphia, but, backing up just to finish my point with the hockey teams, there's something about Toronto, even though they haven't won in forever. Wow. Do they get fans get arrogant when they're in and your team's not? Oh boy. It's just like,
I've talked about this before. Basically we've said it. If they were only a little more humble, we would actually be cheering for you.
Yeah. And that's what I say. It's like, hey, my team missed the playoffs. If Toronto won the cup this year, I'd have no, as long as you don't go through my team, because then I really have to hear about it. It's like, oh, remember when our team beat your team to get to the Stanley Cup? Blah, 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 blah. It'd be horrible. Like, I work construction, and they're blue-collar dudes, and, of course, hockey is a main topic of conversation. It's just, fuck.
Well, I work with one guy. He's a Leafs fan, and he you know, as they were losing that seventh game, you know, actually the sixth game, the fifth game, it was always whenever they would get scored on, he's like, well, it's obviously rigged. It's always like, I'm like, dude, enough of the conspiracy theories. The hockey game is not rigged.
It's not. And I have friends on Facebook, obviously, because we live in Ontario and we have friends that are like Maple Leaf fans. And that's fine. We don't judge them, you know, but I've seen one going, look at this. So-and-so went to check a Maple Leaf in the corner and his elbow got a little bit high, but it on his Facebook post, it played it twice in super slow-mo at two different angles. And it's like, well, okay, these are professional athletes on skates, on ice. Like if you show it in real time, you're not fucking catching it. Like there's no, and I can speak from being a, not a hockey referee, but a football referee. There's lots of stuff that happens in real time that you'll never catch. If you're sitting at home with the tape and you have the luxury of slowing it down to like, you mean 1/10 of the speed and see it from a bunch of different angles. Well, guess what? You're going to probably find something. Like
we call those Chesterfield referees.
Yes, they're. Oh, I hear. I get a lot of them. Yeah, I've been called everything.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you look at Toronto, they lost one of their good players because he pulled a bullshit move. Then what is he? And Nazem Kadri, he nailed somebody from behind or whatever, and really hurt them or whatever. I don't remember exactly what it was, but the guy, it was so bad. The guy not only got ejected for the game, he got ejected for the rest of the series.
Yeah,
well, and they lost him for the entire run of the series. That's how bad that hit was. You know, so it's like, well, you're like, oh, it's all rigged. No, you probably would have done better had your other guys been in the game.
Yeah.
You know, they put themselves in that. So anyways.
And if it was that horrible, they do look at the tapes. Like I know I went to a referee clinic this weekend for football and, you know, just for the refereeing that I do. And
I thought they were giving like medical, just kind of medical assistance to just referees.
Yeah, actually, ironically, we did this clinic at the University of Waterloo, and we were put in the optometry building. So, you know,
that is kind of funny.
It is kind of funny. Yeah, when you got a bunch of referees in the eye doctor school.
What are you, blind? Oh my God, I'm blind.
Exactly. But anyway, we had a guy there who was he's the head of refereeing for the Ontario University. You know what I mean? So when you have London playing Guelph and this and that. So they actually go over questionable hits and stuff Monday mornings and they hand out suspensions. So more to the point, when it's the Toronto Maple Leafs, if it was that egregious, believe me, somebody's looking at it. You mean, so and the people will get suspended. Either way, we don't have to hear from the Toronto fans anymore. And again, I honestly hope you win it one day, but I just don't want to be around you when you do.
Now, the Raptors fans, I can put up with those guys. Those guys seem to be – it's a different mentality. They're just – they watch a team to win, and the team doesn't win, they're really upset. But, I mean, they're doing well.
Oh, and
they
lost great.
Only by 5 points the last game, and it was a close 3 points. And
oh, yeah. I'm
like, the games are great.
I've been watching the Raptors. I'm a Raptors fan. Like I said, I'm a dad with two kids and a job and a wife. I don't have a ton of time to devote to all 82 games in the season. You know what I mean? So I got to divide my time up when the playoffs roll around. Fortunately, the Raptors are in the playoffs and the Devils aren't. So, you know, it makes choosing a little easier, but actually speaking of that, the Dan and Cody podcast, that's, right. our buddies from California. I bumped into Dan. He was at Star Wars Celebration and he was running one of the booths down there. And, what I did for him this time, he's a big Wizards fan. Right. So the Wizards would, I think Wizards eliminated the Raptors a couple years ago, or they're in the same conference. So, you know, we give each other a little bit of side eye once in a while, whenever, you mean, they play. Actually, no, I believe the Raptors beat them. But anyway, so we have this thing going on, and I was able to hook them up with some of those Star Wars Funko Pops, these celebration convention exclusives. I got a thing, and that way I don't collect them. So anyway, he's a collector. And actually, I did bring him down a Raptors hat. And because, you know, he said, if you grab me some of these Funkos, I'll cheer for the Raptors in the playoffs because the Wizards are out. I said, well, great. Well, you don't have to do that. How about you just say the Raptors are your Canadian team? So, you know, and being the only Canadian team. So he's cheering for the Raptors. But I brought him down a hat. But I went to one of the Lids. I think it's a hat store in the malls. I know up here in Canada, I don't know what they're called in the States, but Lids or something. So I found the most ornate, most Canadian hat. I didn't pick the coolest one off the shelf.
Was it fucking gold?
No, it was black with the big red, with the red emblem. It's the basketball with the dinosaur claw marks in it. And then on the side, it actually has sewn in patches of a maple leaf. And then a sewn in patch says 95 for their inaugural year. And there was an actual maple leaf pin that was attached to the hat that you can wear if you don't feel like wearing the hat. So it was very overly, if I would have presented it to him in a bowl of poutine covered in maple syrup, that's the only way it could have looked any more Canadian. So, but anyway,
fireworks running off and everybody, instead of going yay, we just go hey.
So more to the point, we did actually, if you check out my Instagram, I got tagged in a photo with him a few weeks ago, and I actually gave him the hat at Celebration. But he gave us a shout out last week on their show saying, you know, he appreciates the Funkos and the hat and everything else. And it's this podcasting community, right? So we have friends all over the place, but it's very cool and very weird when you get to meet up personally.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the same thing. It's with the women's Swedish bikini team,
right?
Podcast. I'm trying to get a conversation going with them. Maybe there's a language barrier or something. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But I'm working on it. I mean,
maybe maybe you're being blocked. You mean like
no, that's ridiculous.
That would be ridiculous.
I could easily spike over one of them. They can't block me.
Yeah. Well, you know, awkward silences. So maybe the podcasting with the Swedish team isn't.
You're right. I should just keep trying. All right, so that's what I'm gonna do.
Do you do your Swedish chef impersonation when you talk to them?
I do, of course. That's the only way you can communicate.
Of course,
right?
That is actual Swedish speak. Yes.
We're having a hear-nummer.
Yes, I'm sure they love that about as much as how about that, bud?
Jesus, ridiculous. I don't even know what you're saying right now. I've never even heard anybody talk like
neither
that.
Neither have I.
But
fucking right on.
But when I do know that when you speak to the Swedes, you have to use that language. Otherwise they think you're not putting in the effort.
Yes. Well, that same thing when I speak French, I always have to go, oh.
Because yeah,
it's just the way it is. Oh.
Essentially, that came about from the French holding in their farts.
Oh no. Oh, that's why you got the Pepe Le Pew.
That's right. That's why we stand up so straight most of the time. It's clinching.
It's clinching. No. Well, the French afraid of being rude? Get out of here. Yeah. I don't believe it.
Get out of my face, you stupid Englishman. Oh, oh.
I was going to crop dust Englishman there, but, you know, he doesn't deserve to smell my inside.
That's right.
It'd be an honor for you to sell my croissant filled with fats.
It'd be an honor for you to be halfway up my colon, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
What? English pig. oh, wow. Okay, so a couple things. I do have to make a shout out. I got in touch with the 60.
You got touched by who?
No, I got in touch. They weren't. Oh, I wasn't touched by anybody as of late. The 60s Reboot podcast. They only have a few episodes out. I think they're releasing episode 4 next. But they got in touch with me over the Twitter machine. And they're really digging the show. And they're listening to the back catalog. So, again, I'm a practicing atheist. But God bless you if you're going back and listening to all the episodes. We really appreciate it. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Rob's going to have to come up with a new expression soon. He's going to be like, well, Oprah bless you, Oprah, all right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, because, you know, actually, you know what? The odds of Oprah blessing you and the odds of there actually being a deity to bless you, the Oprah blessing you is very more probable. Like,
well, I mean, you can believe that, but if you're wrong, the smiting is a lot harder on the other side. So.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Oprah smiting you is just her not giving you anything under your chair.
Hey, I was in Chicago there a couple weeks ago. She could have smited me real hard if she wanted to. I was in her hometown. Like,
that's true. You were open target.
I was open target in Oprah Town. Oprah Town. So anyway, yeah, 60s Reboot. Check that out. Check out their show. I gave it a listen. It's really entertaining. They're just taking a look at old 60s stuff. I believe the last episode I was listening to was they revisited Hogan's Heroes. You know, he's telling you about it when it's made. You mean who starred in it, what, and, you know, stuff like that.
Did they go all the way through to the end of his life?
No, not Hulk Hogan.
No. I'm talking about the actor in Hogan's Hero.
No. But they talk about the show. And, of course, yeah, whatever.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that. All right. So this dude was found dead in a hotel room, right? With hookers.
Okay. Yeah. As you do. Yeah.
Yeah. So they were like, he was known to frequent the ladies of the night.
Yes.
But they found him one morning dead in a hotel room. And even though they said, oh, well, yeah, it might have been natural causes. We're not sure. And there was, like, drugs laid around and all that stuff. And pretty much everybody was like, yeah, this is foul play, man. Like, seriously?
Really?
Seriously,
foul play. How is that foul play? Yeah. It sounds like you had a fucking awesome time doing a bunch of blow.
If I'm correct, it's been a while, but I think they think somebody went in and beat his ass or something.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, bruises on. Yeah, but, hey, man, if I'm, you mean, dead and I'm in a room with a bunch of hookers and drugs, like, you know, like, fuck.
That's a good time, right?
I'm just saying. Like, I'm a happily married man, but I'm like, but you mean if I wasn't and that's the way I went? Well, fuck.
That's what I want to talk about, man. So there's a new article out saying that there were these nurses who were partying with these rich people.
Yes.
Right? And they, you know, they're passing around the nose candy.
Yes.
The booger sugar.
Yeah. Cocaine to the layman. Yes.
Yes. So they decided to take a sample of it and have it tested.
Right.
And they said that that's one of the biggest problems that are going around in Canada right now. It's the level of impurities in the cocaine to the point where that wasn't even considered cocaine anymore.
Yeah.
It was so cut and separated and mixed with crap.
Yes.
That it might have been like 5% cocaine.
Oh, for sure. If you were, and again, this is just hearsay. I'm not saying this from anything, but because it is so expensive and because they literally sell it by the gram or half gram, if you want to, every hand it goes through, they do what they step on it is what they call it.
I get it when you get down a crack or whatever, but like this is supposed to be like they're selling it as like pure uncut cocaine.
Well, I don't think you ever hear that when they're
when they said then they got it cut and then when they got it tested, they came back and they went, you can't even call this cocaine. There's like barely no cocaine.
Yeah, exactly. Because it gets stepped on so much because it passes through so many hands because everybody's trying to make their buck off it. You know what I mean?
Right, but these are like rich people. Like they shouldn't get through so many steps to the point where the high end people who are buying a lot of it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You know, who are like, oh yeah, no, this is the great stuff, and they're like, holy shit, man! They're even. I don't know if they're shipping this stuff as crap or if it's getting here and they're crapping it up here. Yeah, but well, they're saying
that's just
not just that, but other drugs as well where like, so you got some guy who's like, yeah, I'll take a bump. Oh, I do 5 bumps a night. And then what happens when he actually runs into real cocaine?
That's a huge problem. You get people,
you know, and then he thinks he can do 5 rails and he's dead.
Yeah. Right? Because you get guys that come up here in Canada and they go to a party and they do like a massive snowbank of blow. And then they're like, yeah, I'm a rock star. And then they go down and, you know, South America and they're vacationing in Peru and they get some clear, I mean, perfect 100% Peruvian cocaine. And it's like they do a same snowbank and then they just don't come home because your fucking heart stops. So
it's a, it's one of those things where it's like, there was a Predator 2 where he takes a big bump and he's just like, chinga la madre.
I don't know.
And he's ready to fucking fight people. And it's like, yeah, you're not going to get that here.
No. And again, like you think, you'll just look at location, like how far are we from where it is actually processed? Like, so either way, but people don't do cocaine. It's just, it's not good for you. And, you know, but if you are, don't be shocked when you're doing, 90% of it's like creatine and bath salts because, you know, like, fuck, it's.
And even bath salts aren't even what. Remember, there was that dude who started eating that other dude.
Oh, right.
And they're like, oh, he's on bath salts. It turns out he wasn't on bath salts. And so when he started eating that other person's face, it was for some other
just reason. Just psychosis.
But so then people started thinking bath salts were like, they'll make you crazy. But really, that's not what happened.
No, he's just crazy. He started.
Yeah, don't do the bath salts, though, because that shit's crazy.
Yes. Yeah, and don't do that either. Yeah. Okay. Other things. Okay, we mentioned the 60s reboot podcast. Avengers Endgame. Now, I'm going to tread lightly.
Careful.
You haven't seen it.
That's right.
I have. But this is going to be more to my point. Kevin Smith, right? We've talked about this when he's talked about Star Wars movies. I'm not going to say anything he said, but he goes... He's a very privileged man and we love him. We follow a few of his podcasts, you know, he's a big influence and we expect he's around our age. So, I mean, him taking the independent route, really cool, really inspiring. So, and he's doing his own thing. And I think that's the dream, right? To make a living doing your own thing. And that's what he's been doing. But he's very privileged because he gets to go to these Hollywood premieres of these movies. So he sees the latest Star Wars movie, you mean, a few days before everybody else. He sees, obviously, the Avengers movie a few days before everybody else. But when he posts, he says, non-spoilers, but here is his emotional reaction, right? And if you follow the person and you've heard him talk on his podcast, just him saying his emotional beats, you can kind of pick stuff. You can defer to the movie and go, oh, okay, then I know this probably happens. And I know this probably, just because you're so familiar with his body of work. And it just, you get all these celebrities that get a chance to see the movie before we do. And if you, like he got in,
news media.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he got in trouble because he posted something on YouTube and everybody was banging on him for spoilers. Well, no, he warned everybody. If you're going to watch this is heavy Avengers Endgame spoilers. Don't watch it. And if you watch it anyway, that's your fucking problem. But when you're just flipping through Facebook or Instagram and you see his posts and it's like, oh, hey, I mean, no spoilers, but no. No buts. No. Or don't worry, light spoiler. No. Fuck you, light spoilers. Like, I'm the type of guy, I don't, especially with this podcast, we have to do the social media thing a lot, whether we like it or not. And I'm when it comes to these Avenger movies or a new Star Wars movie, I am opening night, reserve my seat at the 6:30 show. So, and it's not because I'm dying to see it or I have to see it before the end of the weekend. I just don't want it to be spoiled.
Yeah. And I've been lucky so far, but it's come at a great price because all the social media people I follow,
yeah,
who've seen it, all those actors who are in the movie,
yep,
you know, and then the people are, and then they're interviewing them about the movie, yep, you know, and it's just kind of like, I have to basically, every time I got to skip over it.
And also too, right? it's shattered records as the biggest opening weekend ever. And it's on its way to beating what Avatar is, the highest grossing movie of all time. Like they're projecting it. So literally everybody has seen this movie. So how do you avoid it on social media? Like heading up to the movie, you can start muting. You can mute hashtags on your social media. I know this thing. So you can mute hashtag endgame or hashtag whatever it takes or whatever the hashtag is from the movie. You know, I mean, Avenge the Fallen, like we joked about before. So
yeah, but yeah, it's because it like I watched Josh Brolin on Instagram, and at one point he had to make a post telling people like why the hell do you think it's funny to ruin stuff for the people? Like the people do it on purpose.
Yes.
And then you have these other people who've seen it, who think they're the greatest interpreters in the world. And right after seeing the movie on the Wednesday, which is they're considered a news outlet.
Yep.
They're writing a whole write-up, and it's just like, okay, you can do a whole write-up, but in your title.
Yes.
Why are you spoiling shit in your title where I'm forced to see your title?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. And instead of saying like my end game, blah, 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 blah. It's just like, I'm like, and of course I haven't seen the movie, so I'm going to make up a fact right now. You know, it's just, well, even let's say I was in the movie. They're like, when Roman dies, it's like, why the fuck is that in your title?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then, so there was a bunch of other people I follow on social media that people were DMing them spoilers.
Oh fuck. We just like, you just want to watch the world burn. And again, and these are big movies, and you know, I don't mean to pounce on it, but like, and again, I know Kevin Smith, when he does his thing, he's just, his heart's in the right place, but just fucking give it a couple days, man. Like, don't, we know you were at the premiere. Like, picture yourself.
What it should be, okay, you go to the premiere, right? Record what you want, but do not post it till the Friday.
Exactly. Or have a picture of you in front of the thing and saying, hey, at the movie, and then don't say fucking shit till, because you're seeing it a few days before everybody else. And again, it's because if I tell you, because you know me and people have heard me on the podcast. So if I say my emotional beats for the 3-hour movie, like in just like 5 sentences, you're going to have an idea what happened.
Yeah,
because exactly. People know who I am. And you, it'd be the same thing if I was listening to you and you were telling me like, no, like just leave it alone. And as far as ruining stuff, it's like, why would you? Like,
well, there's only one guy so far that I've heard of that got his comeuppance. Now, if you don't know what comeuppance are, all right, that means you get what you have coming to you.
I saw this. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So a guy in Hong Kong saw the movie, the early show. You know, the early showing, and then he walked out and started yelling all the spoilers to the people waiting to get in to see the
movie. Oh, fuck, I didn't hear this. No.
And they rushed the line. They broke through their waiting line. They beat the fuck out of this guy. They were so mad. There was a mob beating this guy up. They ended up having to call the ambulance and bring him to the hospital because they nearly killed him.
Oh, fuck.
I'd be mad, too. I'd be so fucking mad. Like, who the fuck do you think it's real fun? Oh, I'm going to spoil it. Look how I ruined it. And somehow you have power over other people because you have knowledge they don't have it. Well, there are consequences to that.
Yeah. And again, the guy, and obviously the guy didn't care. It just, some people just want to, and again, oh, yes, we know it's only a movie. There are far worse things this guy could have done. He could have
drove. You have to be, honestly, you have to have a level of being a psychotic.
Yeah, like, and again,
you have no empathy for other people if you think you're going to ruin their movie for them, which they've been waiting forever, just as long as you.
Yeah.
But you got there first, so you deserve to ruin their night.
Yeah.
And you know, they can't take that back.
No, yeah. And once you hear it, like, it's gone. Like, it just, it's like, why? Why would you do that? Anyway, more to the point, we understand, yes, it is a movie, and we are very, you know, it's very, you know, first world problems to be, oh, I got the, you know, a scene in Endgame spoiled. Yeah, I know, I realize that. Like, and we're not stupid. Like, there are worse things. That guy could have drove home drunk and killed 3 people. Like, there are far worse things he could have done. But you're just being a fucking asshole.
Yeah, but I mean, being the biggest movie of all time, yeah, right? You're now, it's not like you're only affecting a small minority of the population. You're going after the masses now, right?
Boy.
And you're trying to show how fucking smart you are and that you can go home and go, I ruined those guys' nights. I fucking ruined the movie for them. Oh, it was so fucking funny. No, instead he's like, where are my teeth?
Yeah, good. Not because I fucking, I think I've said this story before. When Force Awakens came out, Star Wars, obviously people know I'm a big Star Wars fan. I do Star Wars podcasts at talkstarwars.co.uk. Plug, plug, plug. Anyway, I was in line at concession, and there was some younger kid behind me, like, well, kid, teenager, talking to a couple girls. And all he said was, oh, people in Australia saw this movie, and they said that Han Solo, and I literally blocked my ears like a kid and said, blah, 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 because he was literally going to say something. And in, of course, Force Awakens came out 4 years ago. So Han Solo, spoilers, dies in the movie, but he almost spoiled the movie. Now I had to kind of block that out of my mind, but I knew somewhere.
But you know, you can figure things out, even saying like, oh, there's a Han, fuck, he's going
to
die.
Yeah, exactly. So now this idiot just talking to some girls trying to be cool, 'cause he was dropping some knowledge on him, and I've been waiting for the continuation of this part of Star Wars since 1983. You know what I mean? And now there's some asshole is going to ruin it like 32 years later. Like, you fucking prick.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Like, we had a roommate in Ottawa, and I think I might've brought the story up before, but we were all talking about like some movies that we have seen, haven't seen. This is before streaming. Yeah. Mostly you could download stuff illegally, but you know, I hadn't had a chance to see that, you know, and that Shyamalan's movie, Six.
Oh,
Sense.
Fuck yeah.
Right, so there's a big twist to that movie. Now again, spoiler, if you haven't seen the movie, too bad, it's been 20 years.
It is,
yeah. You know, whatever, so that's on you. If you don't hear it, turn it off in the next 30 seconds. But anyways, so I said, yeah, I haven't seen the movie and all that, and he's like, oh, he goes, this movie. I go, hey, no, don't tell me anything about the movie. Now this guy was known for being a dick,
right?
So and I said, don't tell me anything about the movie. I haven't seen it. And he's like, oh, no. I'm not going to ruin the movie. It's not a spoiler. He says, it's just going to tell you one small part about it there. He says, turns out at the end, the guy's dead.
Oh, you fuck.
Oh, dude, I lost it. I nearly beat the fuck out of this guy. My roommate was holding me back because it was his friend, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, well, so much for that movie. And he got off on the fact that he ruined this
film. Yeah, and
that was 20 years ago, and if I had the opportunity, I would go find him and ruin Endgame if I could.
Oh, fuck.
That's how mad I still
am. Oh, of course you are. Yeah, I'd be bitter, man. And we do realize, yes, first world problems. Anyway, okay. So anything else for the show?
I mean, I don't know. The it fucking snowed yesterday, so I don't even know what to tell you. Like, fuck. It's like, it dropped so cold today out of nowhere. Now, when you turn my truck on, if it's less than 4 degrees Celsius,
right,
which is roughly about 35 degrees,
right,
my seat heater and my truck heater and my steering wheel heater automatically come on.
Yeah.
So I didn't notice that it had come on, and I was took about 20 seconds. I'm like, Jesus Christ, where's my ass on fire? And I look at all my fucking gauges are red. I'm like, shit, I'm turning everything off.
Why,
like,
isn't your ass on fire? Is what I'm
Normally it's hemorrhoids.
Normally, but this was just technology. Anyway.
Fuck, man. But yeah, it was hailing when I walked out of the door yesterday.
Yes, I know. And again, like, yes, we get it, people. We live in Canada. Well, of course it snows in Canada. Yeah, but it's fucking May tomorrow. So enough. Yeah,
it snowed a little here in Calgary. Like, there was legitimately like a blanket of snow and people had to like scratch their cars.
Me.
And that's just not us. Across the border in the US, it's the same thing. Like, it's just, weather's all wacky, people.
Hey, yeah, but you mean don't believe in climate change. That's anyway, you know what? I should take care of some housekeeping. If you want to find the show on Twitter, it is at Roman Pottencast and Roman Pottencast on Instagram. You can find myself. I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter, and I'm Cast1973 on Instagram. You can find Roman. He is the Roman LeBeau on Twitter and Instagram, and Roman Citizens on everything else, which includes Snapchat, and Christian Grinder, and whatever else you're.
Yeah, I know. It's Presbyterian Weekly.
Presbyterian Weekly. Oh, okay, that's a new one. Yeah, you're just.
Yeah, well, I'm branching out into different sects of religion.
Different sects and religion? Yeah.
Sex.
Okay, yeah. I thought you said
just sex of religion. People.
You sure, why not?
Yeah. It's only up until the Swedish bikini team gets back.
Only until they get back to you, of course, yes. So don't forget, check out the networks we're on, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangible Network, and we are also endorsed by Emotionally 14. So check out all those good places and check out all the shows they have to offer. We are in very excellent company there. Don't forget, go to RomanPottencast.com or .ca, and it'll take you right to our Tee Public store. So if you want our vintage logo or a current logo on a t-shirt, a hoodie, a laptop case, a cell phone case, a mug, a pillow, a painting, a blanket, whatever you want, they'll print it up for you and they'll send it on to you. So just go to RomanPottencast.com for all that good merch. And also, do not forget our Tasty Nude campaign. You have any tasty nudes you want to send them to Roman? Send them to RomanPottencast@gmail.com, and Roman will happily peruse your tasty nudes. You have any tasteful nudes? Now, I'm a happily married man. I have no time for tasty nudes, but I can I can peruse a tasteful nude. Send them to the same address, Kara Rob, RomanPodcast@gmail.com, and I will happily peruse your tasteful nudes. So we try not to get them, you know, mixed up. You know, tasty goes to Roman, tasteful goes to Rob. You know, but in all honesty, you know, so, you know, Roman's probably going to see them all. So also, too, don't forget our last but not least, our review reach around. If you want to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating or review, and we call that the review reach around.
Yep, it's a 5-star reach around.
So until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
We'll see you next time. Later.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangibound Network? That's right. Go check out tangiboundnetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.